Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
SummerSlam on a boat. Adam Cole says sorry and AJ says no to Impact. For Tuesday, July the 28th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
We running this, let's go.
I'm on a boat, I'm on a boat, I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat, I'm on a boat, I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look at the motherfucking boat, yeah.
SummerSlam on a boat. That could be a thing. Let's talk about it. So, as we know, Boston is no longer going to be the host city for SummerSlam. It really looked like this was going to be the show where everything got back to normal. Like, back in March, we were talking about even holding WrestleMania instead of SummerSlam, thinking that by this point, we'd be at a point where the crowds were coming back into arenas. And whilst that seems to be very slowly happening, it's certainly not happening to the lengths in which we thought it would. So, consequently, Boston is off the table for SummerSlam this year. And the plan looked as if to be that SummerSlam would emanate from the Performance Center, where all of WWE's Raw and SmackDown action has been emanating from since the start of the pandemic. Now, that might not be the case because, according to PW Insider Elite, Mike Johnson has reported that at least one other location outdoors is in consideration for all of or part of SummerSlam next month. Now, Johnson has said that there has been a lot of talk regarding moving SummerSlam out of the Performance Center, either, as we say, for a few matches or segments, or for the entire thing. And the two locations that keep coming back into conversation are the beach or a boat, with two other sources confirming the boat may end up being where some or all of the matches emanate from. Now, this is a really nice aesthetic for SummerSlam, to hold the show, first of all, on the beach. You know, you're in Orlando. It's not like it's landlocked. There are plenty of beaches that you can choose from. We have seen wrestling companies coming back lately that have been hosting outdoor events like Game Changer Wrestling. And if you get the right location, the aesthetic is beautiful. And I'm sure with WWE's budget for that sort of thing, they could make something really special if they had the show on a beach. The boat option is a really interesting one. The idea of having the wrestling matches taking place on a boat, not dissimilar to Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestling Rager, which has hosted episodes of AEW Dynamite fairly recently, and was going to host them again this year. That has now been moved to next year, both of which would be really unique ways to showcase SummerSlam this year. No decision has been made yet, but a decision, according to PW Insider Elite, is coming soon, so they can start to make announcements on WWE television. We've already got some of the matches in place for SummerSlam very nearly, but they haven't announced anything more regarding a location. So that could be coming very, very soon. Also, the positive of having an event outside is it reduces the exposure to COVID-19. So there is something to be said for holding events outdoors in general. So I, for one, think it'd be great to have a wrestling show on the beach. I like the idea of it. A bash at the beach, if you will.
Did it all by myself.
No, don't believe that.
We've watched the takeovers, Adam. The Undisputed Era is the main reason why you've succeeded. But by the way, smart. That's good business. Hey, That's business, baby. That's very small. Well, and especially for you, because, you know, you're kind of small.
We're going to go with the size thing now.
What the f*** you, Pat? Whoa. Seriously, I'm sick of your shit. I come the whole way here, take time away from my family to come to do your stupid f***ing show. And you're going to continue to disrespect me. Don't touch me.
Whoa. F*** you.
You.
No, f*** you. Get out of here. You alright?
Yeah, I'm good.
What the f*** is wrong with that guy?
Wow.
I mean, a lot happened here very quickly. Was I being condescending to him?
No.
No, complimenting him.
I didn't think so either. I thought I was just pointing out the facts. Have we ever been that disrespected in our own studio before? No. No. That's why I haven't had him on the show, though, by the way.
Smart.
Because you don't know with this guy. I mean, we're having a good conversation, we're up and running, and boom, all of a sudden, he's right here. Fuck me, fuck you, this pushes Ty, who's got colitis. Okay. Did we even talk about that? And then he storms off. What's he doing now? Breaking out in the office?
I mean, you
can't. Thursday, July 23rd. I have no idea how we get out. Like, what am I going to, am I going to go fight this guy out here? Do you think he's just sitting, he's Billy Tubes and him and my dad just hanging out right now? What? What do we do here?
That was Adam Cole getting very angry on Pat McAfee's show the other day. And you've probably heard and seen that clip quite a few times by now. Adam Cole storming off the show after a comment was made about his height and numerous other things seemingly upset Adam Cole. He took to Twitter to share the following. He said, "I've had the weekend to think about everything, and it's still hard to put into words where to begin. First of all, to anyone that I offended, I apologize. I apologize because I represent a brand that commands respect, not just because of what we do in the ring, but how we handle ourselves outside the ring. Even though he continued to push my buttons, I still should have kept my composure and acted like a professional. I am embarrassed by my reaction, and I will make sure something like that never happens again. Thanks for the continued support, everyone." Triple H has since appeared on the Pat McAfee show, and I think if there was any question mark over the legitimacy of Adam Cole's storm off, it was Triple H inviting Pat McAfee to NXT to sort things out with Adam Cole. I think that pretty much says this is all a work, but it's a fun work. Like, it's different. I like Adam Cole ranting on Pat McAfee's show, but then you do ask the question, what are we building to? Are we building to Adam Cole versus Pat McAfee? I mean, that could be a thing, I guess. Don't know if we need it, but it could be a thing. So will WWE return to Saudi Arabia? Well, that has been discussed in the annual shareholders meeting. Vince McMahon said that's a possibility. Obviously, Saudi has been going through what we in America have been going through. As far as COVID's concerned, right now, I think they're doing a little bit better than we are in the US. So there is a possibility that we will still get a show in Saudi Arabia before the end of the year, as was scheduled. But we're not certain because, you know, who can be certain about what COVID-19 is going to do? There's certainly, despite some of the conversations around the relationship, WWE and Saudi Arabia still going to be working together for a long, long time. They actually posted a job advertisement in Saudi Arabia looking for an executive assistant to work out of their WWE Saudi office. They must be able to work flexible hours and overtime as needed with 24/7 on-call availability. They must be a team player with engaging personality and a good sense of humor as well. So they may end up being the writing staff as well. Chris Statlander suffered, as you remember, a high-grade ACL tear back in June, and today she undergoes surgery. She tweeted out last night, "Tomorrow is surgery day, and I'm either going to spend my night watching AEW Dark or sleeping. Luckily, I'll be entertained Wednesday as well on my first day of recovery, knowing Dynamite is live Wednesday, 8, 7 Central. Who's watching with me?" So she turned her announcement into a bit of a plug for Dynamite, which is fine, but we send nothing but love to Chris Statlander, who is on the mend. When she comes back stronger than ever, she is going to be a force of nature in AEW. A huge title match has been set in New Japan. Following Summer's struggle, Taiji Ishimori, where he submitted Hiromu Takahashi, announced that he is going to challenge for the Junior Heavyweight Championship. They've been back and forth, these two, since Dominion, when Ishimori attacked Naito. Takahashi saved Naito from an attack before entering into a short run with Evil. Now it looks as if Takahashi is going to face Ishimori, defending his Junior Heavyweight Championship. I kind of feel like this might see Ishimori... Might see Ishimori end up beating Takahashi to take the Junior Heavyweight title. And we might even see Takahashi move up to the heavyweight division to fight Evil once again. I'd be fine with this. Nick Aldis, the NWA World's Heavyweight Champion, was on Busted Open Radio addressing some of the comments that were made about him on Bruce Pritchard's Something to Wrestle podcast. He says, Bruce and I spoke on the phone, and Bruce claimed, when I was making negative comments, I was talking about the Magnus character. I wasn't talking about Nick Aldis. His team uploaded a video, said Nick, that had a picture of me with the NWA title, and they used my name. So he's full of SH1T. He lives in a past mentality where he thinks because he's in WWE, he can say whatever about someone, and that's the only thing anyone will hear, and that'll be the opinion everyone shares. It doesn't work like that anymore. All this continued pointing to Bruce's ratings failure in TNA and in WWE, saying by the time Bruce was relieved of his duties in TNA in 2013, he had viewership down to 1 million people. By the time I had the world title at the start of 2014, viewership was back up to 1.3 and peaked at 1.5, which is just shy of 1.56, which is the lowest Raw rating in history, which is the rating that came out the same week he decided to trash me on his podcast. Maybe that extra bit of rating that Raw got, that extra it factor that I don't have. It can't be that his roster doesn't have the it factor. If only I had the it factor that those guys had, I could have got that extra half an effing rating. Bit catty by Nick Aldis. He's not very happy camper about the comments made about Bruce Pritchard, and wanted to come onto Busted Open Radio to defend himself, and he very much did. Got a press release from OVW. So Ohio Valley Wrestling got back taping this past week, and they've got another announcement now saying OVW Wrestling has seen unprecedented growth in our organization in 2020. Even in the midst of a global pandemic, we have managed to grow our broadcast reach from national to international levels, thanks in large part to our partners Film Vault Limited. With that in mind, we're happy to announce that OVW Wrestling programming will now be available on Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime is a leader in streaming entertainment, and we are excited to be able to bring our unique brand of entertainment to all 200 companies that Amazon Prime, or 200 countries rather, the companies that Amazon Prime reaches. OVW Wrestling has seen some of the biggest stars in wrestling history come through our curtains, including John Cena, Brock Lesnar, and Randy Orton, as well as AEW's Cody Rhodes, Dave Bautista from WWE, and Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, and so many more. Even those big names in our past 30 years, OVW Wrestling has never seen the global reach that we now have due to the dedication and hard work of our management staff and global partners. We'll see you on Amazon Prime. Eva Marie posted a video on Instagram. Do you remember Eva Marie, All Red Everything? She put a video on Instagram with the caption, I'm so excited to announce that I'm the host of a new show about women wrestlers on Now This News. Faces and Heels follows seven amazing women who are kicking ass in the world of wrestling. Check out the trailer and keep an eye out for the first episode this Thursday on my Facebook page. Now, the show features the story of seven women making their way into the world of wrestling, which include Impact Wrestling's Jordynne Grace, AEW's Diamante, NWA Power's Marti Bell, and several others amongst it as well. Should be a good watch. Luke Gallows was on Sitting Ringside with David Penza, and he was asked about the locker room atmosphere in WWE and in Impact. And Gallows says, I will say this, I was not a fan of Gallows, Anderson and AJ Styles joining WWE in 2016. I said that publicly. I thought we had a good thing going in Japan, but when I got there, I was pleasantly surprised because the locker room of old had changed. The old guard was gone. It wasn't everybody walking around on eggshells. I give big credit to Roman Reigns for that. It wasn't the locker room vibe necessarily in WWE. It was the vibe of some of the people who were in charge, who still try to lead through fear, and everybody is supposed to be scared of everything. But you have different set of eyes when you're 22 as opposed to 35. I'm not scared of these guys or what they think, and I'm not going to cower around everybody and all that stuff. That being said, I love the vibe of the Impact locker room. On his Twitch stream, Rusev recalled working with Rey Mysterio and how Rey complimented him after a tag team match. Rusev said, Rey Mysterio is amazing. I loved working with him on the same team. It was absolutely my pleasure having a tag team match with Rey Mysterio. After the match, we worked a live event and he says, hey man, I really like working with you. Maybe this is just Rey being Rey because he's such a nice guy. I'm honored to know Rey because he's such a nice guy and one of the greatest of all times. And he says, we should work as a tag team. I have nothing else going on. I was like, yes, please. I beg you. I think he went to a different story and they shot me to something else. So it never came to fruition. But even the idea, even if it was just him being nice and saying it, I'm still taking the compliment. And on his Twitch stream, AJ Styles has revealed that he was offered the Impact Wrestling Hall of Fame and turned it down. AJ said, it was offered to me, but I was working for Ring of Honor and New Japan at the time. And I said, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to a TNA event when I'm working for someone else. I didn't think it was right, and I was still wrestling. I always think it's weird when people are still wrestling and you want to put them in the Hall of Fame. Wait until they retire. As long as I'm working for WWE, I definitely wouldn't do it. Not saying I wouldn't ever, but if I'm working for another company, I'm not doing it. So we never say never to AJ Styles being in the Impact Wrestling Hall of Fame, but for now it doesn't seem likely. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel today, it is Tuesday, which means it's Raw graded with myself. You and I are going to watch back last night's episode of Monday Night Raw. The Raw Women's Championship was decided last night on Raw. We'll talk about it in a bit. And Ross will share the WTF moments from Monday Night Raw on the YouTube channel today as well. Staying with Raw, go to Cultaholic.com. You can check out the 5 most important matches in Monday Night Raw history, a show that dates all the way back to 1993. And we've summed up 5 of the biggest matches for different reasons. You can read about them on the YouTube channel right now. And on the podcast feed, if you haven't listened already, myself and Ross watched Money Plane. This is the new movie starring Edge, and we've talked all over it. And you can watch Money Plane with us, essentially, if you download the latest podcast. And later this week, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps featuring the Pro Wrestling Eve champion, Rhea O'Reilly. That'll be on tomorrow's podcast feed. If you're hearing this, chances are you're subscribed. It'll be in your podcast feed tomorrow. I will speak to you tomorrow as well. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.